With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Cricket Vice President says hosting the America's Women's U19 qualifier was both a challenge and a major step forward for the sport locally. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, Ricardo Roach says the tournament allowed Cayman to showcase its facilities and its growing women's program to the region, all while delivering full live scoring and streaming, something rarely seen at the U19 level.
Challenges is always funding, I would say. You know, we have to be able to draw on our resources as much as we can. Thankfully, we've gotten a lot of assistance from the ministry, a lot of support from them. So, you know, we have to thank them for that. And in terms of successes, just being able to showcase Cayman to the world, we concentrated a lot on being able to stream it. So we had full live scoring and full streaming going to all the countries. Okay. So that's something that you don't really get at under 19 level. That's something that we decided to take on.
Roach says the event also gave Cayman's young players, including Samaya Thomas and Jasmine Frederick, a chance to see international cricket up close. Both girls competed with the Next Gen 11 squad, while juniors from Cayman's youth program played matches on the Jimmy Powell Oval between fixtures.
We actually had the girls come as well as our junior program.
Okay.
So they actually played matches in between on the weekend as well. So they got a chance to go on the outfield and play some small cricket matches in between. So they got to actually see international cricket at that level as well.
Roach says their participation is a sign of what's possible for Cayman's women's game, a sector he says is growing faster globally than the men's side. He believes Cayman has the talent, especially at the primary school level, but must keep girls engaged through middle and high school to build a competitive national program.
Growing the women's game is one of our big focal points.
Yeah.
It is the most important. It is a challenge. But in cricket right now, the women's game is actually growing faster than the men's game. So we have so much talent, especially at the primary school level. And what we have found is that we tend to lose them a lot when they get to middle school, high school age. We lose them. So right now, our big focus is getting them into our academy program and building them out through, so that in the next 5 to 6 years, we're hoping, we can have a pretty good women's program and a pretty good women's team. Because the opportunities in the women's game, there's so many more.
So much more.
There's so much more out there.
Ricardo Roach said Cayman's girls' cricket program already has 50 to 60 players, and demand is so high, they had to turn away athletes this year due to limited resources. He expects the program to double next year and confirmed plans to bring on a full-time women's coach to support the rapid growth. Staying with cricket, a new youth club has launched in Cayman with a goal that extends beyond developing skills on the pitch. Rising Wickets is open to boys and girls aged 9 to 19, regardless of background or experience levels. Through cricket, the club aims to help young people build character, confidence, and life skills in an inclusive environment where every player has the opportunity to develop and thrive. Here's Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell with the details.
The club is designed to support young people at different stages of the game, from those picking up a bat for the first time to experienced players working toward representative cricket. The Rising Wicket season will officially begin on Monday, 14 September, with training taking place after school on Mondays and Tuesdays until 5:15 p.m. Ahead of the start of the season, the club will host an information night on Thursday, 10th of September at 6 p.m., where families can learn more about Rising Wickets and what to expect. Behind Rising Wickets is a leadership team comprising local businessman Alex Lawson, former first-class cricketer and Cricket Australia high-performance coach Peter Anderson, former West Indies cricketer and renowned commenter Michael Holding, and Cayman Cricket Board Director and Youth Committee Chair Andrew Ledger. Together, the four form the club's management committee, bringing experience across business, international and local cricket, coaching and youth development. The organization has assembled a diverse coaching team whose backgrounds span international, national, grassroots, and youth cricket. Anderson's international coaching career has included men's and women's World Cups, under-19 World Cups, and national disability teams. The team also includes former West Indies players Holding, David Bernard Jr., and Andre McCarthy, alongside accomplished coaches and cricketers who have worked extensively with young players in the Cayman Islands. The club's holistic approach extends beyond technical cricket training. Coaches will serve as mentors and receive additional training in mental health awareness, effective communication, and team building facilitation. Players will also take part in sessions focused on discipline, communication, motivation, resilience, and teamwork, while families will be encouraged to play an active role in their children's development. I am Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell with your sports news.
Thank you, Josh. Rising Wickets is now accepting memberships for boys and girls aged 9 to 19. Membership fees apply and scholarships are available, with further details available at risingwickets.ky. For more information, including registration and upcoming activities, visit the website or email info@risingwickets.ky or follow at Rising Wickets on Facebook and Instagram. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.